Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, and Timothy the brother, to the saints in Colossae and faithful brothers in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always concerning you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. And you, the ones radiated and enemies in your mind because of your evil works. He now has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and without blemish and without reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church, of which I became a of God, which was given to me for you to complete the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we operate in me in power. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those in Laodicea, even all who have not seen my face in the unto all. off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit. According to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, defraud you. subject yourself to ordinances. Do not handle, nor taste, nor touch, regarding things which are all to perish when used according to the commandments and teachings of men. Such things indeed have a reputation of wisdom in self-imposed worship and loneliness and severe treatment of the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are should have a complaint against anyone. Even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. And over all these things, put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in things, for this is well pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, do not vex your children, that they may not be disheartened. Slaves, obey in all things those who are your masters, what he unrighteously did, and there is no respect of persons. Masters, grant to your slaves that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a watching in it with thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us also, that God would open me, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow slave in the Lord, will make known to you whom I have sent to you for this very thing, that you Barnabas, concerning whom you received commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these alone of the circumcision are my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, ones who have become a consolation to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a slave of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayer. By of him, that he labors much for you and for those in Laodicea and for those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you as well as Demas. Greet the brothers in Laodicea as well as Nymphas and the church which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it be read in the church of the Laodiceans also, and that you also read the one from Laodicea.